Zest. Jan Wellinger spoke to Gemma's Mary Brennan Bachrach, asking her about the hurricane's initial impact.
Well, high winds actually knocked a lot of trees over, hitting the stone, the marble. Water was up to almost 4 feet. So a lot of the stone is damaged, a lot of the ironwork is damaged, and actually the cemetery was in a state of destruction even before the hurricane hit, so now it's even worse.
This is the St. Louis Cemetery number 2?
Number 2, yes.
And how significant is this cemetery in terms of its past?
Actually, the cemetery itself is quite incredible. It's got a Creole history. It was opened in 1823, just after the Louisiana Purchase. So population was booming in New Orleans area, and the entire cemetery is built above the ground. Otherwise, the ground is too wet to put anybody underneath. So there are huge crypts, and there are walls, actually, that are covered with tombs. Everything above ground. What's significant about this cemetery is that the cultures are mixed all together in one. So there's French, Spanish, African American. It's divided into three squares, and one entire square is dedicated to free people of color. So this is where you'll find a lot of notable names in jazz, politics, the military. And this is probably what makes the site most unique.
Could I ask you to be specific, say, with a couple of names?
I don't have the names yet because this is the main reason we're going. The site has never been mapped before. It's really in disarray. So we've sent the restorers to completely map the cemeteries, to note down the names, to see what damage was before the hurricane and decipher what was caused from the hurricane.
Specifically, what other elements will they be working on in the actual restoration?
So the first thing they're going to be doing, they're there for approximately 8 days right now, working from morning till night. And they will first create the general report of the cemetery, including conditions, damages caused. And then this will include a proposal for the conservation of each group of stones in the future. While they're there, they've also brought equipment and tools to be able to do a pilot restoration on anything that was significantly damaged that requires emergency tomb stabilization, sculpture, fragment recovery. They're prepared for stone, brick, stucco, any metal work. But unfortunately, they only have these 8 days.
But it sounds like a project for many more people to actually get involved once they have an idea of what will be required.
Exactly. So once they finish this initial report, we'll be working hard to look for further funds, to find more workers, to see who we can send back.
Mary Brennan Bachrach there was talking to my colleague Jan Wellinger.